Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Iran's modern-day unrest has parallel themes to the biblical story of Esther. Then, Nepali pastors call this audio player from Keys for Kids a game changer. We'll tell you why in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Iran, where the death toll from the protest crackdown is officially over 7,000 people. That's based on new reports from the U.S.-based human rights activist news agency. Witnesses inside the country suggest that the real number could be much higher. For Iranians at home and abroad, the loss is deeply personal. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries says their Persian expatriate film crew and cast are carrying the weight of it every day.
Speaking to one of the actors and key members of our crew, she said, you know, there's nobody who doesn't know someone that's been killed.
At the same time, IMM is preparing to release a Persian language dramatization of Esther from the Bible. It's a story of faith and courage under a destructive regime.
It's pretty parallel to the situation going on in Iran. I mean, now there's way more than one person risking their life. They're just done with abuse, and they need hope.
The spiritual struggle is poignant as Ramadan approaches. Pray Iranians receive the hope and comfort of Christ.
For such a time as this, God has his people in place. For such a time as this, God has sent out his message of hope. Jesus died for these people to give them eternal life.
Next, 9 years ago today, Pastor Raymond Koh disappeared off the streets of Malaysia. His abduction by mysterious attackers in three vehicles was caught on a security camera. It took less than 40 seconds, but his wife, Susanna, has been locked in a years-long legal battle for answers. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
it has been such a long ride for his family. In those 9 years, there was a Human Rights Commission report in Malaysia that blamed the special branch of the police. Then Susanna went to court, actually sued the government and sued some of the police officers.
He adds that after a court victory for Susanna last fall, there's been a recent setback. In November, a judge ordered the investigation on Pastor Koh's disappearance to be reopened and granted a financial settlement to his family. But the government appealed, and last month, another judge granted a stay on the November ruling. That indefinitely pauses the reopened investigation. Susanna is filing an appeal to the stay and has told Nettleton that
even deciding the appeal, deciding the stay, could take 3 to 5 more years.
Pray for the truth to be revealed and for endurance for the Koh family.
It will take more judges on the appeal court that have courage that will stand up for the truth as well.
And finally, a handheld solar-powered MP3 player is opening doors for the gospel in a former Hindu kingdom. Greg Yoda with Keys for Kids explains why church planners request the storyteller.
In Nepal, reading is not on the top of the agenda. It's listening. They're oral learners. And so with the Keys for Kids storytellers, they can have God's word speaking to them every day, all day if they want to.
Devices contain the New Testament and Keys for Kids Bible stories in Nepali, making them especially effective for families. Children and adults often listen together.
What's great about the Keys for Kids stories is it always teaches a simple biblical truth. In places like Nepal, where 80% of their culture is Hindu and the others are predominantly Buddhist, they don't know biblical truth.
Local pastors see these storytellers as a game changer, but demand has quickly outpaced supply.
For $20,000, we're going to distribute to 1,000 Keys for Kids storytellers to people who desperately need it in crazy places like the Himalayan mountains where you can't even get by car.
Yoder's also asking for prayer as opposition increases online and on the ground. If you want to help, you can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.